This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Opportunity for us to learn what works and what doesn't and how we can help the nation's family farmers. I'm a family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day American Family Farmer review for the week. I've spent a lot of time thinking about biofuels and how we deal with this issue. So in a few minutes, we're going to meet Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union. He's going to help us understand what the conflict is, what the solution is to the problem, the controversy will be reviewed, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea here on this program, if you're new, is to help you find strategies to keep your farm afloat. I was thinking back a couple of years ago, or I don't know, maybe it was 10 years ago, and the price of corn was over $8, and beans were at 17. There was a lot of money being spent on new equipment and buying land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then in 2008, 2009, farmers suffered the same thing that everybody else did in terms of the realities of our economic situation going into the bucket. We've all had a hard time. Dairy people still are having a hard time. Some with specialized crops are doing much better, but there's still a lot of $3 and $4 corn around. And I guess it depends on where you are. My overview this week has a focus on the weather because I have in the last 3 or 4 years become not dependent on the farm, but I'm raising replacement dairy heifers, Jerseys for the most part, and Ashers. And I'm also raising various crops, but mostly hay. We have a lot of hay. We sell 40,000-50,000 bales of square bales of hay, and probably 4,000-6,000 round bales on from 800 acres of hay land around the central part of Massachusetts. So I'm trying to think about what other people. We're having a heck of a time this year. Last year was the drought. This year we had so much rain. The last 10 days, 2 weeks or so, brought some warmer, drier air. But I've seen a lot of fellas who have gone out and they're trying to plant corn still. It's too late to do that now. A lot of people are asking, what can they plant successfully to get something? And you can plant, it's too late for silage, for corn silage. We can put stuff out, the Sudan grass, the sorghum, that sort of thing. That's something that, the cows like that sort of haylage. And so that will work well for you. And then there are those who are trying to plant hemp. That's a big thing. There are many people who are getting into the hemp business to keep their farm afloat. Hemp is a product that's a derivative of marijuana, or I'm not sure. I think it's the other way around. I think hemp is the original. It's a weed, actually. You know, I get a kick out of people talking about smoking weed. Marijuana is a weed. It's cultivated now, but originally was a weed. And so the stuff that comes from it, if you look around, and I have some fields like you've got mustard grass in it, I can have a heck of a time getting it out of the field. And sometimes you see other things that are growing in there that look just like marijuana plants. I didn't even know what a marijuana plant looked like until somebody said, oh, there's a marijuana over there. It looks just like another weed. And so growing hemp is becoming big. It's easy to grow. And one of the things, if you have a state that's legalized medical marijuana or a state my state of Massachusetts legalizing just recreational marijuana, be huge opportunities. That's pretty specialized and pretty tough. You got to have a strong stomach and a pretty strong, you got to have a bankroll to get you going. Hemp, not necessarily. You can plant the hemp like the corn. I've done some research to try to figure out how I can use it in some of the cornfields that we don't need anymore, or hay fields where we have too much. It'll be a crop that many of you can grow because there's a market for it. And the profitability, as I've looked at it, looks to me to be twice as much as you can get for hay. If you average $250, $300 an acre in profit for hay, you'll realize $400 to $500 an acre in hemp sales. It's hard to bale it. You can bale it, but it's very oily. And so it needs different types of equipment. There's some people who just chop it up so they get the seeds, the hemp seeds, because that's used for oil. It's very medicinal, some of the stuff that you may. And then, of course, there's rope. There's all kinds of things you can do with it. And some of the sillier people in government around say, oh, we can't grow on hemp because it'll be just like marijuana. That's the stupidest thing, the most ludicrous approach to this, and it just shows how ignorant some people are. Hemp is extraordinarily beneficial in many ways, whereas marijuana is kind of a one-trick pony. Hemp is used for all kinds of things, and it's very easy to grow. 60, 70 days, you got a crop. Sometimes you get two in the Northeast a year, sometimes more. It depends on where you're growing it, but something for you to think about, I think, all of you who are trying to have your farm survive. This program aimed at helping farmers, helping people who have family-run agricultural businesses. We approach different problems every week, as I said. And then there's the locavore movement, those people who are supporting your farm at this time of year, coming to your farm, buying all of your produce. And maybe if you're smart or able to, you sell the milk you produce on your farm as well. That's a way of surviving. If you have an older farm, or you can create a bottling situation, making ends meet, but just barely by selling milk at, what is it, 18 bucks a hundredweight or 1900 bucks. The more cows you have, I never could produce milk for less than 20, 21 bucks a hundredweight. And the more recently, it was $24, $25 a hundredweight. So I don't know how these people are working as they milk more cows and have fewer people labor on, less labor on the farm. But woof, what a difficulty. So then there are those who grow corn to be used in biofuels, and corn that's used in ethanol, that kind of stuff. So we'll explore that with Rob LaRue from National Farmers Union in a few minutes, see if that's something that you ought to be doing or thinking about on your farm operation to help you survive. I would like you to take a moment. I have just gotten a new Works drill that I'm using on the farm, W-O-R-X, the Works drill. If you've never seen one of these puppies, you really need, you can go online, W-O-R-X, just Google that. Or you can actually follow my Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and you'll see all kinds of things in there about the Works Tool Giveaway, W-O-R-X Tool Giveaway. What we're asking you to do is add the hashtag DJVWorks when you go to Facebook.com or Twitter or Instagram, anything that's identified with the DJV show. You can tell your story if you've got a Works. If you'd like one, then all you have to do is send us a note and tell us why you want the artificial advanced intelligent drill that they have. Or you can, there's a Blade Runner lightweight portable benchtop saw that's very cool that you can look on. And then just tell us what it is about it that you would think would be handy on your farm. Why should you win our Works Tool Giveaway? You'll get a Works AI drill, artificial intelligence drill, and you get the Blade Runner portable benchtop saw. Those are both being given away to the person who posts the best idea about why you should win these tools. All right? Post it at facebook.com/DJV show. Send it to us on Twitter and Instagram, and that's the way you're going to win.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Rod LaRue, who's the Vice President of Policy and Communications at the NFU, the National Farmers Union. The idea is to focus now on the National Farmer Union position on biofuels, renewable fuel standards, and the farm economy. That's what your overall job is, to kind of be involved in most of the things that go on at the National Farmers Union, Rob, right?
That's correct, Doug.
All right, so let's talk about the EPA and the Trump administration's proposed set of obligations for the renewable fuel standards. Now, this, to some people, is just gobbledygook. Let's start there. What are we talking about? When we talk about renewable fuel standards, what are we really talking about?
Right. Well, each year, the administration has an obligation, because of the law, underpinning law here, the renewable fuel standard, to put out a target, if you will, for the amount of different sets of renewable fuels to be produced, to be able to meet the RFS, if you will. Now, they have some flexibility to raise that, to lower it a little bit, but there are numbers in the statute that the goal is to meet. And so over the years, we've had delays with this sometimes. We've had changes back and forth. The reason why this is important for the renewable fuels industry, whether it's ethanol, biodiesel, or more advanced fuels, is because that number is sending a signal to the market, to investors, to the rest of the fuels marketplace, on where they should be putting their resources and where the future is going to be. Because of the renewable fuel standard, we've had tremendous growth in this industry. And in spite of some concerns, I think, in the early years, that this was going to drive up the cost of corn so high that it was going to put livestock producers at a challenge, obviously now we still have high production of renewable fuels, including methanol, and a lot of corn going in there. And as we all know, corn prices are not sky high at this point. So they're not necessarily linked there. And in fact, we have seen that with, you know, the growth of the renewable fuels market, rural communities have actually benefited from this. And so it is our goal here at National Farmers Union to make sure that we maintain this. There are some efforts in Congress to try to rip this apart, but we want it strong. Most recently, the Trump administration came out with what they call their volume obligations, and that's that number that they set kind of for the future. And the challenge here is that they haven't necessarily gone very much higher on the ethanol side, which is probably fine. They certainly didn't lower it. But the big challenge here is that they have lowered the number for the advanced fuel. And the problem here is that, again, this sends a signal to the market that maybe the dedication to this isn't there, and that can impact biodiesel production, which can qualify for advanced fuel. And if we're going to be moving this industry beyond strictly corn ethanol, then we need to make sure that these obligations and the volumes are high.
All right. Well, let's think about that. Not get stuck in the weeds. Actually, weeds would be good for ethanol production as well as corn. Continuing with our focus on how to help your farm, the man with us is Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker down.
American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. In a really organized effort, at least I hope you think it's organized. It's trying to be organized. Our view of what's happening to our food, the system that is a mess, and I wonder how Trump really does enter into all of these equations. I want to talk to you, Rob, before we run out of time, about the Food Safety Enhancement Act as well. But we're starting our conversation by focusing on the renewable fuel standards that are part of the EPA. Now, under Trump, the EPA is supposed to become a little less, shall we say, involved. Is this an example of that, do you think?
Well, you know, I'm not sure we can answer that question yet, Doug. I think, you know, we'll have to wait and see. This is a little bit troubling just because certainly on the campaign trail, Trump was very supportive of ethanol and renewable fuels, and it ties very nicely into his Buy American kind of messaging. Sending the signal with the lower signals on biodiesel in particular and advanced fuels doesn't really kind of mesh up with that same message. So we'll have to see what else they do in terms of ethanol and biofuels in general, but I think the jury is still out.
So, but in terms of Trump being sort of a New York businessman, how connected do you really? I felt that when he appointed Sonny Perdue to the job of Secretary of Agriculture, it was the last appointment. He didn't seem to really be that enthusiastic. I mean, Perdue has some good traits and probably some things that are distracting to a lot of farmers. But is it that Trump is engaged, disengaged, or is he really interested, or is he leaving these sorts of things to other people in his administration, really?
Well, again, I'm not sure that we have all the answers. We have a lot of concerns, right? Because we do hear the positive things that come out of the White House, right, in terms of trying to reach out to rural America, trying to make sure. I think the appointment of Sonny Perdue was actually a positive thing so far. That's, you know, somebody who has a background in agriculture, who certainly has a lot of experience. I think that's really positive. And his messaging, it continues to be positive. But the troubling side is proposals that are coming out, whether it's on healthcare, whether it's this biofuels production, whether it's response and other measures out there. I mean, rural America is really hurting right now.
Yeah.
With, as you well know, with lost jobs, struggling with the farm economy. There's a lot of challenges right now, and I think folks maybe are growing a little short on patience and want to see some action.
Well, action is important. That's why he was put in there. And, you know, there's some surprising things that are going on, some stuff that was expected to be sure. And I just think that that there is – it's signs. Everybody's looking for signs. Remember that old song, signs, signs, everywhere there are signs? And in this case, how he gets involved or the administration gets involved with the EPA, which we all think – has become way too involved in our lives. And I wonder what the National Farmers Union is doing in general about trying to curb the foolishness with water regulations. I don't bring in the Food Safety Enhancement Act because that's not an EPA thing. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure. Well, the EPA specifically, look, there is no doubt there's been overreach in regulations and so forth. We farmers are the first conservationists, right? They want to protect their land.
Yep. Yes.
And so forth. So with that idea in mind, you know, some of the early, again, messaging out of the new EPA is positive, and perhaps we can get some more common sense in some of the regulations. But we're still waiting for some of those actions. We've had early action on waters of the U.S. We're a little troubled here on biofuels. So we're continuing to watch very carefully and keep our conversations going with EPA to make sure that you know, farmers rely on common sense every day, and we hope we can find one part of the government that can agree with that.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tells everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Thirty-four at the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, one of them. One of us, if you will. We're having a conversation about various things that are on the plates of the folks that are running the National Farmers Union. I have said many times before when we have been joined on this program by various people, including Roger Johnson, who's the president of National Farmers Union. I'm a member, belong to National Farmers Union, New England Farmers Union. It speaks for me and my interests, and I say it lovingly, constructively. I used to, as a kid, grew up on farms that were all members of the American Farm Bureau, Mass Farm Bureau, Massachusetts state I live in. But they are just too tied to the big, huge agribusinesses, and it doesn't serve our purposes. It doesn't serve mine anyway. So I'm happy to have Rob LaRue here, who's the Vice President of Public Policy at the NFU. They've been working, I think, well over 100 years, Rob, now to protect the well-being, the quality of life for family farmers and ranchers, rural America, the stuff that this program is all about. So we were talking about biofuels. We were talking about renewable fuel standards. That's one of the things that farmers are interested in. How about the healthcare debate? A lot of people, I know the National Farmers Union has taken a strong position here, urging Congress to consider what we all are concerned about, and that's health care reform. And, of course, this isn't a health care bill at all. It's an insurance bill. So it doesn't really speak to how to take better care.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Educate people. So where is the National Farmers Union on this? What do we need to be aware of at this point?
Well, first of all, Doug, I would say that, you know, you're probably not going to be surprised that at a lot of farmers union meetings across the country, beyond the state of economy and so the farm economy and so forth, the number one thing that always gets brought up is healthcare cost.
Right.
Whether it's the cost of our premiums, the coverage that we're getting, or things that aren't covered, and just, you know, these costs are out of control and so forth. So in a lot of areas, you know, this is a huge concern. And of course, the reason why it's even more important now is with those extra costs and so forth, if you are struggling with low commodity prices or low milk prices, and so you're needing to cut somewhere in your budget because you're not making ends meet, healthcare, unfortunately, is one of those areas that can go pretty quick, and that's not good for anyone. So what we do is, as we are looking at the healthcare debate in Congress that's going on right now, one of the first questions we're asking is, what is the proposal doing to improve the state of healthcare? How many more folks are going to be covered by insurance? And what are they doing to kind of help with the cost? And unfortunately, the proposals that we've seen are going and moving us in the wrong direction.
Zero, 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 and zero to all of those points. Yeah.
So we have very actively opposed the proposal that was in the House, in the Senate most recently. That's falling apart on its own right now. But again, this is not good for rural America. It's not good for healthcare generally. And I'm not very aware of very many people who supported the proposals.
No, well, they can't even get the old, as bad as the Republicans think the old Obamacare is, they can't even get enough votes to kill that before they replace it with this one, which is worse in almost every respect. I don't like to think that the government is big brother and here to help us, and whether we need a single-payer plan or whatever it is that we need, in my mind, what we need more of than anything else is education on prevention, not on fixing the problem after you get sick, but how do you keep yourself from being sick? This, for me, and the way the breakdown becomes very clear and visible, is you realize that these people in Washington are not speaking to your need, my need, farmers' needs. They're speaking to their own needs, because the insurance industry really supports heavily with campaign contributions most of the senators and the representatives in the House, and certainly the people that are on various committees that have a large say in what's going on. So we're not getting a fair shake. You're not likely to get a fair shake until there's campaign finance reform. I've said many, many times what we should have is congressmen walking around town like the NASCAR drivers and have jackets on and have all the people that have given to their campaign. All right? Isn't that a good idea?
Certainly that would be more transparent, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. And then you wouldn't have this. I mean, the health care debate is nonsense. And here's where Trump has really fallen down. And the people, I don't know who he's listening to, frankly, but in this group, he's not listening to the right people, because they would, if you really want to change it, you nuke what they came up with and start over again with a bill that aims to prevent people from getting sick. And, you know, take care of the ones who already are. And then how do you keep the people coming along from becoming a burden on all of us as taxpayers?
Right.
I don't know if that's that.
Well, you know, and anyway. And from our point of view, you know, one of the bigger problems with the proposals that are going on out here is that the way that they're designed, it disproportionately hurts rural America and rural folks who need coverage, because that's a higher risk pool, right? There are fewer people, so there's no competition in the marketplace, so prices are high anyway. And then this does nothing to improve that situation and actually makes it worse, makes it harder for older folks to get affordable coverage, and actually hurts beginning farmers, too. It's we're not sure where the winners are in this.
There aren't any. You're not sure where they are because there aren't any. Everybody loses. This is the worst thing. The idea of curbing or creating a different bill that would focus on health is a great idea. Obamacare has been a disaster. So what, you're going to make it worse? And that's the common sense is missing here. Either that or Trump's listened to too many people like Bannon, who I thought was out the door, but apparently he's not. So he's still messing around. And, you know, it's frustrating, isn't it? Really, it's going to be.
Well,
for you guys,
I mean, you know, for all the challenges with our current system, the proposals that have been mentioned so far make the situation worse, not better.
Yep. So. Right. And that's it. So the idea here, if you follow Rob's advice, I certainly speak to my congressmen, representatives, and I'm not shy about getting to the senators either, even though I don't like either one of them. But they need to hear from you, and it needs to be in the form of an email or a letter. Phone calls, good as well, whatever. But you need to be telling people, and I think maybe that's what they're hearing, is these voices from people say, this health care bill is terrible,
yeah,
and that's why they're not getting anywhere with it. You can't, you know, it doesn't improve a damn thing.
No, I think people are getting involved, and that's helpful. We need more of that.
Mm. All right. In a moment, another one of these boondoggles in the form of the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Let's find out where the National Farmers Union is on that. Rob LaRue with Doug Steffen at 42 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle factors that impact risk for cognitive decline and Alzheimer's disease have been expanded, as reported at the 2017 Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. These include declining speech patterns, different types of hospitalization, and hearing loss. A study of nearly 800 people in Wisconsin with a parental history of Alzheimer's found that those diagnosed with hearing loss were roughly three times as likely to have a mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to Alzheimer's. Dr. Keith Fargo is Director of Scientific Programs and Outreach at the Alzheimer's Association.
These findings suggest that in older adults, hearing loss could be an early indicator of cognitive decline. It's possible that identifying and treating hearing loss could be of real value in reducing the overall burden of Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
If these new studies are confirmed, monitoring hearing loss and drops in speech complexity in people as they age may prove to be indicators of the need for cognitive evaluation. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you, and using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place, and you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
And this is some additional information courtesy of American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It turns out the government is inviting you to submit comments this week and this year, actually. The USDA has invited public comment through next July, 2018, on how the agency can provide better service, remove barriers to program participation through regulatory reform. Now, this is refreshing. If you have an idea to reduce regulations, then you go to the USDA website and try to, in some way, shape, or form, encapsulate in maybe two or three paragraphs what it is that you think, and I'm number one on the Food Safety Enhancement Act, but I'm sure there are many things that you would like to comment on. And so there are going to be three different seasons. First batch of comments that will be reviewed will come in between now and September 15th, and the next group through now and the 14th of November, and the third cutoff is next February. The executive order that established the policy to alleviate unnecessary regulatory burdens included federal agencies asking people to evaluate existing regulations, make recommendations, and in this circumstance, they will go to the Agriculture Secretary. And, man, if you don't get on that Food Safety Enhancement Act and just say it is a bloody disaster, then you're going to get what you deserve. Farmers have to come together to register your feelings, your complaints, whatever. It needs to be done. There's a task force that's been directed to look at all of these problems. So you go to regulations.gov to submit your comments, or you can send them to regulations at odpa.usda.gov. All right, that's what I do. That's what I'm going to do. 45 past the hour now, continuing our focus on solutions, talking about problems in Washington. National Farmers Union is great at representing the interests of family farmers. That's why I belong. This is not an ad. They're not paying me to say this. I just think and that for my purposes, what I do on my farm, these people are the ones the best serve our interests, because you had to have, one way or another, you got to have a voice in Washington. And I thought it was interesting, as, you know, I'm looking, Rob, at some of the things going on with the voices of farmers strongly opposed to the food safety regulations. A lot of concerns and meetings with senators and congressmen. I know you've met with dozens of people when it comes to discussing the effects of the Food Safety Modernization Act. Farmers, first of all, this is a great example, a wonderful example, frankly, of a bill that was completely unnecessary, solving a problem that doesn't exist, and yet it has, you know, whatever political push there is behind it, it certainly didn't come from any of us, because we know the right way to do things, and to add layers and layers of bureaucracy, which is what Trump, I'm surprised they haven't, the Trump people, if you listen to their rhetoric, they all are against these sorts of things, so why not just stop it in its tracks? Has that been discussed at all?
You know, there's been a little bit of that kind of discussion, but I think, you know, at least from our perspective right now, in addition to making sure that we are relaying all the concerns, and you're right, there are a ton of major concerns from our produce growers in particular, who are already struggling with their financial margins, right? And just the day-to-day challenges that exist on the farm. And so, you know, with all these extra burdens, it's going to be a real problem.
Well, under this, well, what is there that's necessary in this? And I try to read between the lines when I look at this thing. At first, when it came to the surface a couple of years ago, I was incensed by this incursion, but it was typical of what the government was like at the time. That is, they want to get into everybody's pants and everybody's head and everybody's lives. And yet, when you look at these things, it not only challenges small farmers, it puts many of them out of business. And why is there anything other than agreement with that when you talk to the senators and representatives who pass this stuff? It's like they're under the, it's like witchcraft when you get right down to it. The hold that some of these people in the FDA have on senators and congressmen, for God's sakes, they work for you. You're not working for them.
Yeah. So I think, you know, in general, not this rule in particular, right? Everybody wants safe food, right? And, you know, as we've been discussing, there sometimes is a lack of common sense here in D.C. So if we don't have a program that with a lot of regulations in it, why don't we create one? What we are focused on here at National Farmers Union with our small family farmers in particular is because we are still a few years away from implementation here.
Right.
We are doing everything possible right now to make sure that the rules which are being written kind of from the standards of the really big guys, if you will, who have many more resources to actually pay for folks to make sure right. that they're in compliance and so forth. How can we translate that into something that actually makes sense and kind of, as you put it, is simply endorsing the practices that a lot of producers are already using, those common sense ways to make sure that our produce is handled safely and so forth, without all the burdensome work that comes with it. We're hopeful there. We're trying to, like, fill this niche where there just really isn't anything out there right now that's targeted towards explaining this thing to begin with to those smaller family farmers and letting them know what it will take to actually comply with it.
Can you stop it? Can you slow it down? Can you fix it so that it really has some common sense attached to it? American public, by the way, the people who use our foods are the ones who are going to take it in the neck, because ultimately they're going to pay more for the food.
Sure.
And that'll come when you put small farmers out of business. The big guys come in like they do with any consolidation move. The prices go up, 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 and up, and the quality goes down, down, down. And that's the direct effect, in my opinion, with this Food Safety Enhancement Act.
Doug, I would simply say hopefully we can make this actually workable and a common sense approach for this small, you know, the true kind of family farmer that we're actually targeting here. And if not, certainly a delay. And if a delay isn't possible, then we'd have to look at something else.
Yeah.
We have to find a solution.
Yep. And that's the idea here. Solutions to problems. Those of you who do not know about the National Farmers Union, go to the website, nfu.org, nfu.org, and consider supporting the family farmers that are already members. This is an organization run by the members. Membership is that's the group that decides whatever the policy positions are. The group does. And that's the way it needs to be. Rob, thanks for being here. Rob LaRue from the National Farmers Union at 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Here to address in my commentary something that actually came to me from a listener who's listening to 94.3 in Cobleskill, the other arm of WSDE, which is at 1190, a station that I used to own, in fact, and the folks that are there that are still running the station doing a great job. And I can say that not only because I'm there, but the kind of information that comes in this program is very relative and relevant to the people who live in areas around our country like Cobleskill in central New York, all over New York State, Pennsylvania. You can go all over the country. Every state has an area, some more than others, that are completely agricultural. Even though we have fewer people on the farms, we still have tons of land, and we need to have more, frankly, to keep ourselves well fed. So this lady sends me a note. And it reads, Dear Doug, I'm a retired special education teacher, worked until age 73 to save for retirement after establishing a nice home, educating two sons who now have good lives. I heard Ron Paul describing the downfall of our American currency, economy, and food supply, which he claims is coming soon. As a farmer and an intelligent citizen, how do you feel about this? I love your show. Listen through the station 94.3. I live north of the station in Fulton County in a rural area. Ron Paul claims that buying silver and keeping money out of banks is wise. I'm a wary, so I find it confusing to believe a lot of things. So she asked me to hear my take on this. Are Americans as stupid as he says? I think some Americans are not smart. Let's put it that way. And some Americans are very smart. Some farmers are very smart. Some are not. Some farmers are very good. Some farmers are not. That's just the way it is. We have people who are superlative human beings in some ways, not so good in other ways. We have some good farmers. We have some good broadcasters. We have a lot of good. And then we have some mediocrity, and then we have people who are not so good. I'm aware of what Ron Paul says because I'm a supporter of his. Sometimes some of the things that are said by some of these folks get grabbed by people who are trying to make some money on it. The fact that Ron Paul has a newsletter, he describes what America's next crises, that is plural because there are a lot of things he thinks that are going on. He said, the way you live, work, travel, retire, and invest in America, everything is going to change. Some of it in ways most people do not expect. This next period is going to be particularly tough on seniors and anybody relying on fixed income or money from the government. Trouble is coming. Well, he does say that. And I think, you know, in terms of the relativity of all of these things, yes, life changes. And so not to short-circuit what Ron Paul is saying, because, again, full disclosure, I've been very supportive of him and his campaigns. But I think sometimes these things are taken out of context. People who say things, they have a microphone in front of them in Washington, and they're speaking about this, and some reporter will ask them, what's the story on this, that, or the other thing? So do you take it literally, the way you live, work, travel, retire, and invest in America is going to change? Yes. Everything changes. It's been changing and will continue to change. The way we live is affected by things like what goes on the American family farm. And the fact that we have so much influence in government from the people who make the rules in these agencies come from the big businesses that they're supposedly supervising. And the best example was the gentleman who was just on talking about the Food Safety Enhancement Act. And what you don't know is that the people who wrote the Food Safety Enhancement Act were all people from Monsanto and that ilk who have become bureaucrats. They volunteer their service. They get jobs at the FDA or the USDA. They change rules and regulations, and they go back to where they came from after they've changed the rules and regulations to benefit them. And that's really what we have. That problem is something that really needs to be addressed. And so, but does Ron Paul have something here when he talks about how the food supply is going to change? Yeah. The Food Safety Enhancement Act is a miserable, it's a curse on American farmers. And it's more a curse on you, local boys, or whoever's using our food. The food supply is going to be screwed up badly by the requirements of the Food Safety Enhancement Act. It is not there to fix the problem, which didn't exist in the first place. It's there to create problems for small farmers. And you figure that out when you figure out who was responsible for putting that all together. That's my opinion. 59.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.